Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
the whole entire form of entertainment, performing live, up close and personal. So before we get started, Howie, I want you to talk about you, how you got started, and who is Howie Mack.
Well, I've been a songwriter pretty much most of my life, and I got serious about it, I guess maybe about 15, maybe 20 years ago. And I hooked up with Motown, The Hearts of Stone, Ron Thorpe and The Hearts of Stone. I hooked up with those guys around 2000. And I've been, been rolling ever since. I got some of the songs I wrote were placed in, actually I got three movies they were placed in. And I was fortunate enough to, it's a couple of TV series as well. When I hooked up with the Hearts of Stone, that's when everything sort of started moving for me. And later on, say maybe 2005, I struck out on a solo career, and we produced three CDs, the latest of which is H-Mack Getting Ready. And I hope to perform a couple of those songs on the 28th.
Well, definitely. But yeah. Tell us about the movie scores. That truly is an accomplishment. What were some of the movies that your music was in?
Well, I got it's a movie called Fighting, one of Terrence Howard's movies. And there's another, there's two zombie movies, Wrong of the Dead and Dance of the Dead. I have to laugh because of the, they're zombie movies. It's a payday.
Horror movies are extremely popular. There's a big market for that. So any type of horror movie or zombie movie, you got millions of people that see those movies and they get to listen to your music as well. So that is really a true accomplishment of what you have accomplished in your music repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that truly you are definitely proud of, because to be a movie score is extremely it's well accomplishment. It's something that everybody doesn't do. I remember the first movie score I ever knew a black man to do. I knew Quincy Jones did a lot of them, but the first one that really touched me was Curtis Mayfield when he wrote the whole music score for Shaft. And I thought that was just unbelievable. You give up to something that's so profound. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to expand about Philadelphia and the sound of Philadelphia, the name of your name of your band, and how that got started. We're on our newsmaker line. We have Howie Mack, man out of Philadelphia. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's nothing like networking on the radio. We'll be right back. Magazine, Front Runner, fruition, we do what we call visionary aspect of life. We see the vision before the vision can be seen. We're proud to have on our newsmaker line Howie Mack. His band is called H. Mack and the Philadelphia Sound. Tell us how that name came about and what type of music you play.
Okay, well, it's H. Mack and the Philadelphia Sound Machine, and it's a collection of with a smooth jazz flavor, or should I say, a smooth jazz flavor with classic R&B overtones. Sometimes, you know, in Philadelphia, there's a wide variety of styles and artists. So occasionally, being the Philadelphia Sound Machine, you know, I would invite different artists that are in Philadelphia to be in the show. From time to time, you may it's especially some of the guys that sang with the Hearts of Stone. There's Johnny Smalls. I don't know if you guys heard of him in that area, the DMV area, but he's a dynamic silver tenor, and he brings a lot to the show when he's there. There's a Cubby St. Charles. He used to sing with the Blue Notes. Occasionally, he pops up on the scene. So it's a wide variety that's included in the Philadelphia Sound Machine. However, it is my show, and but it just brings more flavor to the entertainment, you know. And you know, it's the Philadelphia area, the Philadelphia scene. Of course, has a lot of talent, like I just mentioned, and a lot of the artists are looking to expand because, you know, I don't know if a lot of you guys know, but Philadelphia International Records has shut down a few years back, and that caused a slowdown in what's coming out of Philadelphia. However, most of the acts that are established that came out of Philadelphia are still thriving, but you know, it's become, I guess, compared to Motown. You know, when Motown moved to California, started getting into the movie business, that scene sort of slowed down over there. You know, and the same thing is happening in Philly, but you know. Like I said, you know, the artists that were well established are still flourishing, and you know, occasionally, actually, I work with some of the guys, the Intruders, the Blue Notes, the Delphonics. You know, I think that music will never die. You know. I don't know. It's a passion of mine, so I'm going to be around until you know, nothing's happening anymore. Until the radio waves are off, or get turned off. So, but anyway, I love what I do, and I can't wait to get down to the DMV. You know.
Well, I'm looking forward for you to get down to DMV, but I didn't know you said something so profound, and I had no idea myself personally. Because I'm from Philadelphia, and I didn't realize what you said. I didn't even know myself that the Philadelphia International Records shut down. Because you hear all the music from all the people who were involved with Philadelphia International, you think it's still going on. I had no idea it shut down, that the actual Philadelphia International Records is no longer existing. I thought it was still going on. I thought that they still was making new artists and Billy Paul and Hal Melvin the Blue Notes and was part of Philadelphia International Sound. Matter of fact, they were very competitive with Motown. I mean, Motown was serious, but Philadelphia had so much talent that
Kenny Gamble and Lion Huff, when they wrote something or they produced something, it was a hit on top of a hit on top of a hit. So there is if they shut down, there's a void. There's a void there in Philadelphia, a musical void, because there's talent that's lying around in Philadelphia that has no outlet. You know, but thank God for the internet and the YouTube. And I mean, people now can really self-produce themselves. You don't really have to rely on a Philadelphia International Records or a Motown. If you have a song or you have a record and you're talented, this is my opinion. I'm not a musical individual. I'm a publisher. I'm a marketer. But I do see the aspect of this YouTube market or marketing on the internet, because I see people. There was a guy just this morning I watched on the news. Somebody had posted a picture of this overly obese man dancing. I mean he is fatter than fat. And they post this picture of him dancing allegedly to be a joke. They was making fun of the guy because he was so fat, so grossly fat, but he was loving to dance. He was dancing because he loved to dance. The thing backfired. Some lady saw the video and said, this gentleman loves to dance. It's not about his size. It's not about how he looks. He's an individual human being who loves to dance, and they posted it on the internet, and it went viral. They're now producing a big event for this guy. All kind of movie stars, all kind of people want to dance with this guy. I mean, we're talking about big-time movie stars. Ladies, I want to dance. They're doing a big event in New York, in L.A., rather, and they're flying him out, and all the stars are coming. So that's what the internet can do for a guy who can't even sing. So could you imagine if a guy could sing? I mean, this guy, a big producing event for him is going to be in L.A. this week, or Memorial Day weekend, and stars are coming to dance with him. Incredible. Yeah. Incredible what the internet can do. The lady from Baltimore who allegedly walked into the crowd and beat her son out of the crowd is now going to be a millionaire through the internet. She's going to help so many other women and mothers. So now I just stress the talented people. If you have a band or you have a singing group, you it's good to wait around for somebody to produce your record, but why not produce it yourself? I admire you, Howie, because you are not only are you a professional, you sing well, you're also someone who understands advertising and marketing. And I want to commend you for, first off, having the black card, getting the black card, having Be There magazine, being able to market some of your venues here in the DMV, and we're looking forward to you doing a lot more in the DMV, even the Black Card event on Black Caucus at the City Club. I want you to be there because you are somebody who's extraordinary. We're going to take another break. We're on our newsmaker line with Howie Mack, right out of Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, the city they say of brotherly love. It's also a city of the love of music. And I was born there, raised there, understood the life of Philadelphia. And now I'm in the DMV. I'm in Washington. But nothing compares to a cheesesteak or a what they call a tasty cake, a pretzel. These are things that you have to know if you in Philadelphia. Frank's Soda. If you don't know what Frank's Soda is, you ain't live. You got to be from Philly. I'll be back. The wonderful Howie Mack. Welcome back. Yes, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a city that if you were born there and you ate the food from there, there's nothing like an Italian water ice, soft pretzel. These things come from Philadelphia. An Italian hoagie. cheesesteak, Philadelphia cheese. You can go all around the world and say, give me a steak and cheese. They don't say Philadelphia cheesesteak. They say steak and cheese. You taste it, it's nothing like a Philadelphia cheesesteak. You know why? Because they have this roll in Philadelphia called Amarosa, and they don't bake it nowhere but Philadelphia, and they don't ship it out. We're back on the line here with Howie Mack. Howie Mack, give us some more insight on what you do and how you do it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say, you know, there are other, you know, when I mentioned about Philadelphia International shutting down, there are other recording companies in Philly. Of course, you know, Philadelphia International was, the main staple. So I just wanted to, you know, inject that as well. There's a lot of artists that are being produced out of Philly. Now, just, you know, that being said, you mentioned something about, the cheesesteaks and the hoagies and stuff. And it was sort of funny to me because, to me, that stuff is just, it's normal. It's a matter of fact. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I have noticed that different places that I go or have been, that they really account that as you know, associated with Philadelphia, you know, the cheesesteak, the soft pretzels and stuff like that. I have a project that's coming up, and I wanted to just throw that in the studio, recording some material that I think is going to be very profound, and I can't wait to get it out to you guys, let you hear it. And the 28th is going, well, actually it won't be ready by the 28th, but I need to talk to you about, some public publicity or whatever, you know, that you can offer to help me. You mentioned something about the internet being substantial. I think the internet really opened the door. It actually made the world smaller for artists or anybody, for that matter, that's in business. It's really a tool that an entrepreneur can really excel. And you'd be amazed. I have, there's people from Japan that write me and, you know, request autographed pictures. Japan, New Zealand. And I was really amazed how powerful the internet is, you know, and it got that stuff out there to these people, and the record sales. I'm really impressed with the activity that I received from Japan. So I'm looking forward to a tour in that area, that you know, Japan, Tokyo, Japan, I think it's called Osaka, I forget, but the internet is what's happening, and the more we understand about it, the more we utilize it, the more powerful it becomes, you know?
Absolutely. I tell people every day, the reason I'm still here is the internet. I used to publish a four-color glossy magazine, went bellied up $40,000 in debt just to publish the magazine. The internet, I've been on the internet almost 18, 19 years. And I tell people, you have to understand this is no joke. People think it's a joke. People don't take it seriously. All the businesses now have an app. Everybody now has something to do with the internet. We've got a call in the line. Special lady, Carolyn. Carolyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing so good. It's always a pleasure when you call in or you involve. Carol, Carl Robinson has been an infamous part of Be There Magazine, was Be There Magazine Women of the Year last year, 2013. An exceptional, ordinary, unique woman that puts the W in woman. She puts the W. She's a 4W woman. Woman, 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 woman. She made Be There Magazine go to the next level in just one short year. And she's not stopping there. She's still Be There Magazine, increment part of what's happened. Say hello to Howie Mack.
Hi, Howie Mack. And Russell, thank you so much for the accolades. We do what we can because we believe in supporting Be There Magazine and everybody that's involved out there in the community. And I was just listening to Howie Mack and some of the things that he's doing and looking forward to seeing him at the upcoming Spring Fling at Policy and looking forward to hearing him perform. So I'm happy to hear that. But I also have to have a CD that he put out that I've been listening to called We the People, HMAC We the People. And I must say the melodies on this CD, this is an awesome, awesome CD. And unfortunately, I had not heard it before I was able to obtain it. So he's a little-known secret, I would say, that definitely, hopefully, will be exposed in the future to let people know that here's another artist out there that definitely has something to bring to the people that they would enjoy.
Fantastic.
Thank
you very much. Yeah, so we look forward to that. We really do.
Awesome. Awesome. And am I still on, Russell?
Yes, you are. Sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I really appreciate that, Carol. That's a really nice comment that you made about the CD. So, and I really look forward to, again, I look forward to performing on the 28th, and I hope everybody come out, all of you Black Card holders and potential Black Card holders, come on out and let's have a good time.
Well, it's going to be a big
one. Yes,
I'm telling you right now, get ready. I'm telling you right now, get ready. Be prepared. Be enthused, be energetic, be there. It's going to be a big one. We're going to have people from all over coming in town. We've got people who live here, Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A., New York, people who are from Mississippi. Everybody's, this is a melting pot of Washington, D.C. There's people from all over who live here, people who come here. So it's going to be an opportunity to see history in the making because we're going to have people from Russell's News, the Washington Business Guide, to Be There Magazine. We're going to reach back in some nostalgic aspect. So you're going to see people I've known for 25, 30 years. Facebook people. You're going to meet Facebook people, people who I have never, ever met myself. However, I looked at the Facebook pages. I am what they call Facebook in tune. I surf Facebook every day, and I search for people who I call movers and shakers, people who are head turners, neck breakers, people who come in a room and somebody say, whoa. In some cases, you might even be to the point where, like a Carol, when Carol come in to the vent, she's such a beautiful woman, and she dresses impeccable. When she walks into a Be There Magazine event, when she enters, not only does she move the room moves because she's there and somebody passes out. The ambulances have to be called. She's just that tactful. So what we do on Facebook is we pick individuals and spotlight them. So come out on the 28th and you could be spotlighted on Be There Magazine. We got one more call. Caller, you on the air, 610, you on the air. Go ahead.
This is Howie Mack. I got cut off for some reason.
Okay.
I didn't put an interruption in your show.
Okay, we're closing out. Well, make a long story short, it's going to be big, 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 Howard. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to see tons of people. We got the balcony, the rooftop. We've got the inside, the outside, downstairs, upstairs. You're going to see people that you know and people that you don't know, but it's going to be extremely enjoyable because this is a Russell Price magazine, Be There magazine event. When Russell throws a party, there's nothing like a Russell party because a Russell party don't stop, but it's more than a Russell party. It's an event. It's an epic event. It's an event that people walk away with, wow. That's the word, wow. They say aha moment. This is a wow moment. Closing statements, Howie, before we go.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity. Actually, when I found out about the black card, I couldn't wait to jump on board. And it's always good talking to you. I just wanted to throw out my Facebook address, Howie Mac. You can, you know, pull me up, friend me. It's always appreciated. So, Russell, again, it's a pleasure. And I just want to thank Carol for her comments. And take care, brother. And I will see you on the 28th.
Fantastic. Give us the website or the email address so they can order the CD. How can they order the CD? Or are you on iTunes? Can they buy it today? What can they be done with the CD? We want people to buy the CD.
Well, you can go to hmack.com, which is H-M-A-C-K. You can, of course, sample some of the other stuff that is not on the CD. But there you can, you know, you can purchase one of three CDs that I produced. Okay? And it's hmack.com. And the email address is pretty much the same as hmack@hmack.com. So it's all... it's all relevant.
Fantastic.
Okay,
we'll see you.
I want to thank you.
We'll see you on the 28th.
Thank you.
No, thank you. We'll see you on the 28th. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's network on the radio. You can hear this on the archives. If you missed it now, we got lots of people listening now, but if you missed it now, you can hear it on the archives. Right after the show, we'll put the link up and you can hear it. BeThereMagazine.com. Be there. Oh, my God, stop it.